This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. All over the news today, a new study suggesting that whole grains in the diet are associated with people living longer. Eating healthier is also pushing people to cook more instead of just pulling something out of the freezer. This trend has been good to the spice company McCormick, where profits are due in just a couple minutes. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
After a long day's work, Jeanette Beeger is bent over her stove. Her two-year-old, Violet, stands by as sous chef. She helps spoon turmeric and coriander into a frying pan.
You want to do the spices?
Yeah. Woo!
Done?
It's on the spoon.
It was on the spoon.
Okay.
Beeger, who's 32 and lives in St. Paul, says she and her husband have made big changes to their eating habits in recent years. The Great Recession played a role.
There was a lot of reality kind of hitting in terms of, like, pay freezes and paying for a wedding and not being able to spend $100+ on a meal at least once a week.
Food industry analysts say the recession pushed lots of millennials into their kitchens, where some, like Beeger, are now happy to stay. In fact, analysts say many Americans increasingly prefer home-cooked meals with fresh, simple ingredients over, say, processed foods. That's not great news for some big food companies. But Brian Yarbrough, an analyst with Edward Jones, says the spice industry, on the other hand, is getting a boost.
The overall spice industry growing mid-single digit type rate, so, you know, let's call it 3-5%, whereas the packaged food guys are, you know, barely growing volumes or slightly negative.
Yarbrough says the U.S. spice and seasoning industry is a roughly $5 billion market, and it's dominated by McCormick & Company. Yarbrough says McCormick is benefiting from healthy eating trends, but it's losing market share to smaller niche brands and to competitors like Walmart and Safeway, which offer store brands. They're often cheaper.
It's private label, and it's a lot of these smaller players combined that are definitely impacting the McCormick business.
Now that Jeanette Beeger cooks at home a lot, she burns through spices quickly.
Okay, so this is your spice cabinet.
Yeah.
A glimpse inside that cabinet shows how McCormick is losing ground. There's lots of spices in there, but few are labeled McCormick. Beeger buys niche brands and bulk spices from the local co-op. Brian Yarbrough at Edward Jones says he expects McCormick to gobble up some of those independent spice makers to make them its own. In St. Paul, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.